Falling commodity prices means wages are being driven down. If you look long enough down the road, you'll see that all of us get our money. And we're going to talk about that phrase, making money, very soon. If you look long enough down the road, you'll see that all of us get our money from the earth. When he tells us that there is, quote, little scope remaining for extracting capital from the rest of the world, unquote, we should be hearing Wallerstein's heads up, i.e., we should start hearing the equivalence between these statements. The earth has been consumed. There's a falling rate of profit globally. There's growing immiseration, so we can only survive by borrowing. And our growing resistance to power's pressure to impoverish us is in some ways driving these processes, as we are earth and we are likewise being eaten. But we possess the means and at times the higher seeing to fight back. Another phrase, debt crises, that's equivalent, or absorption, conversion of the earth into products called consumerism, this process. Piecework, the people are squeezed in debt crises, and if the people are squeezed, the earth is squeezed, because we're paid by the piece, a piece of the earth. And with each little piece, there's a little bit gone of earth and us. And it doesn't take long when the squeeze is on consistently, when it never lets up and keeps us on our knees. We can only get up if each reaches hands to each, hand to hand, mind to mind. We decide. To me, what's significant about inequality and instability is not that it's apparently necessary to prove that there's an integrated global economy designed to squeeze us, to create growing inequality, to stratify and segment the populace into classes, as after all, that's been the constant goal since it all began, this thing called class. It's not that there are macroeconomic forces, quote unquote, that trump anything that an individual nation state tries to do, that this integrated world economy exists by impoverishment, by impoverishing its inhabitants. All this we know is where hierarchy, lust for power, and ranking tends to go. But what's significant is that Galbraith proves by implication that these forces are organized humans, human actors that work in concert, while simultaneously toning down the truth, Galbraith does, by using that oblique word, forces. But remember Eurogroup we talked about? He traces the source of the problem to the banking sector. And this is a quote. He says that one of the things that unifies the book is a common set of observations relating to the critical role played by the financial sector and the international financial regime in bringing on a vast increase in global inequality from 1980 to 2000, unquote, from page 18. The leaders of which, of this international financial regime, are not very many people, and they meet globally, and they act in concert. But he, unfortunately, persists in, despite all this, in calling them forces. And entities like the World Bank fund studies that show inequality appears haphazardly or is subject to the vagaries of nation-state policy.